While some Vermont school districts that merged under Act 46 are now seeking to split apart, communities in the most rural parts of Vermont and New Hampshire are working to come together. The Northeast Kingdom town of Canaan is too isolated to benefit from a school district merger within Vermont, so now a planning committee is finishing up a proposal for what would be the third Vermont-New Hampshire Interstate School District. As VPR's Anna Van Dyne reports, proponents of the plan hope it'll be enough to maintain a school system in an area where the number of students is steadily dwindling.
Karen Conroy's office is in Canaan, an Essex County town of 33 square miles and fewer than 1,000 people, far enough north that if you visit, you might get a text from your cell phone provider welcoming you to Canada. Conroy is the superintendent of the Essex North Supervisory Union. The district is small.
We currently have enrollments of 164 students in Canaan, pre-K through 12, and that includes students coming in from our neighboring communities.
And the number of students who go to school in Canaan has been dropping precipitously. According to data from the Vermont Agency of Education, enrollment has gone down 40% in the past 15 years. Foreign language classes have had to be cut, and there's been talk about getting rid of music. Canaan schools fit the bill for a merger under Act 46, Vermont's 2015 school district consolidation law. But there's no one near enough to merge with.
They refer to us as geographically isolated.
At least, no one near enough in Vermont.
We have, within 20 miles of each other, three high schools, four elementary schools, two supervisory unions, two central offices.
Those other schools are across the Connecticut River in New Hampshire's SAU 7, which is based in Colebrook. There are just over 400 students in that district, though enrollment there has also been on the decline. Brian LaPearl is the Colebrook School Board Chair. He's also part of a group trying to address these problems by combining Vermont's Essex North Supervisory Union with New Hampshire's SAU 7.
The ultimate goal is to get the students together into a single high school with a CTE center connected to it that's going to just provide more opportunities than we have now.
A committee has spent 2 years planning the merger, which would create the third interstate school district between Vermont and New Hampshire. The other two, Rivendell and Dresden, are both in the Upper Valley. Committee Chair Kyle Daly says combining districts would make schooling in the area more efficient in the face of population decline. The high schools in Canaan, Vermont, and Colebrook, New Hampshire, are just 8 miles apart and sometimes compete for scarce resources.
You know, it's hard to find an English teacher, and sometimes Canaan will hire one from Colebrook, or Colebrook can hire one from Canaan, and it's led us to have positions that we can't fill.
Daly runs Solomon's Store, a small supermarket on the New Hampshire bank of the Connecticut River that his great-grandfather opened in 1923. He operates with the consciousness of someone who lives and works on a border. When he talks about the communities involved in the interstate proposal, he's careful to note the state where each one is located.
Colebrook, New Hampshire, West Georgetown, New Hampshire, Columbia, New Hampshire, Clarksville, New Hampshire, and Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, and then the Essex North Supervisory Union, which is Canaan, Vermont.
Daly graduated from Canaan High School and knows firsthand about the longstanding sports rivalry between his alma mater and the nearby high schools in Colebrook and Pittsburgh. Superintendent Karen Conroy says that kind of thing will be hard for communities to give up.
We're going to need a new name, a new mascot, and really take a unified front instead of this divide, you know, between the river, across the river, and between our communities.
There's a host of practicalities to iron out as well, like which town gets the high school? What upgrades do buildings need? What would the new school board look like? Here's committee member Brian LaPearl again.
I mean, this is an ongoing story at this point. I mean, we're getting in that part of the story where it's like, okay, we're going to start making some decisions.
Meanwhile, as far as 17-year-old Hannah Natto is concerned, Canaan and Colebrook are pretty much the same place already. She's a junior at Canaan.
If I'm being completely honest, half of the friends I have currently are from Colebrook.
Agreements exist between the school districts that allow students like her to go across the river for classes they want to take. She's in physics at Colebrook right now.
We're all kind of friends in there, so we laugh about how Vermont people are hippies and New Hampshire is so much better. And I'm like, no, not really. We're pretty much the same.
She says an interstate district could help her three younger siblings have more opportunities in school and make more friends. Now the planning committee is working to finalize the articles of agreement that would govern the new district. They hope to have those done by spring. And the committee did recently decide on a name. So if the plan gets state approval, voters could be asked to make a decision about the Northern Borders Interstate School District later this year. For VPR News, I'm Anna Van Dyne.